Well, hello, friends. Mark DiMatteo coming at you with a special Great Questions message. And actually, I am looking forward to bringing you the next installment in our general Great Questions audios, which is actually going to be the Paradox of Power Part 2, which most of you probably know. But the specific title is going to be People Power, or People Power with a question mark, more specifically. And it should be out shortly, working on it right now, and I think you will enjoy it. I think you'll find it compelling as well, and perhaps paradigm shifting like the other messages have been. However, I am interrupting those normal series of messages in order to bring you this special one because, folks, the Great Questions group needs your help. And here's what's up. Late in the fall of 2012, I actually had a nonprofit set up for this outreach, which is called Mark of Matthew, Inc. As several people at that time had offered initial contributions to help support it, actually to help it get off the ground. And actually, I announced that this had been done in a special update message, another special update message that I'd sent out last December. But since then, folks have not really even mentioned it. Actually, in fact, most of you that have become a part of this group since then, basically within calendar year 2013, are probably not even aware of it. Nor have I directly sought any support for the group prior to that time or really since. And the reason being is this. As I launched this outreach back in May of 2011, and I can't believe it's been that long ago already, but I was committed actually at the outset to an initial season of what you might call my own individual giving. I wanted to go out and simply serve people first. And many of you know this that I've actually talked to and have asked me about the process that I've been going through developing this outreach. I wanted to just invest my own personal time, energy, and resources in growing this endeavor, asking nothing in return. Reason being is I thought it would be good to prove to others, and perhaps even myself, that my heart was truly in the right place. And actually, even though I pretty much thought it was, you never really know until you actually go through the process. And that I was willing to go out for an extended initial period and so freely into the lives of others to get this unique ministry up and running. And so that is what I've done now for over 2.5 years now, I guess, if you add it all up. And though it has indeed required a substantial and persistent effort, as most of you now know, the Great Questions group is now regularly directly impacting well over 750 folks, which of course is you all, but indirectly perhaps many, many more, as many of you have told me on many occasions that you regularly share the messages with other people as well, which I'm pleased about. It's all about the more people we can influence and encourage, the better. And of course, one of the other tremendous benefits to this and this investment of time, energy, and effort has been my privilege of getting to know most of you all personally, as I've been responsible for reaching out to most of you all personally. And while these results are indeed significant and certainly gratifying, I yet have a vision of something far greater. I mean, folks, I feel like we're just kind of getting started here. But there are so many more lives which need to be touched and encouraged. I mean, it's endless. And how can you ever be satisfied? Well, you can't be satisfied, okay? At least I can't, and I know a lot of you all feel the same way. I am therefore dedicated to grow and expand the influence of our group to reach as many people as possible. Furthermore, what's really kind of exciting is there are some new doors potentially opening up that are exciting in and of themselves that could potentially dramatically expand the scope of the group's outreach. However, not surprisingly, these opportunities would require additional resources to pursue, resources which the outreach does not have at this present time. The bottom line is, folks, the scope of this outreach, quite frankly, is growing beyond my personal ability to support all aspects of it. So, in light of this growth and potential, I'd like to ask you to consider joining, quote unquote, joining our group on a new level. And here it is. If the Great Questions outreach has touched you and perhaps others you know in a positive and encouraging way, and you appreciate the influence it is having and would like to help it continue and even grow, would you be willing to carefully consider making a year-end donation in support of this unique, quote-unquote, ministry? It would be of tremendous help. And if you are moved to do so, you may send, please send your tax-deductible year-end donation to, and of course, I've actually included this information in the body of the email. I've actually put the text in there. But anyway, it's Mark of Matthew, Inc. And I've got the address on there, 12322 Cannonball Road, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Okay. But anyway, it's written out. And that's it. I want to thank you for considering doing that, for helping to and assisting in the Great Questions group to continue to serve you and as many others as possible. And may I wish each of you a happy and warm Christmas or slash holiday season, whatever you may perhaps celebrate. A lot of us celebrate Christmas, whatever, okay? It's a wonderful holiday season. As I said to you all during the Thanksgiving season, no matter where we live or, you know, what's going on in our lives, we always have something to be thankful for. And as I've said, and I'll say it as I wrap this up, one of the things I'm thankful for is having had the privilege of meeting every one of you all. And it's been an encouragement and a blessing in my life. So anyway, y'all have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Okay, take care, folks. Bye-bye.